Jeff, Sasha,
yes.
Have you ever upgraded your phone?
Yes.
And what happens when you do that? Is it an onerous process in order to get your phone service transitioned over?
Generally,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What do you go through?
I don't like upgrading my phone simply for that purpose. There's nothing I hate more than having to redo everything.
Yeah. What if you have to change your phone number because you got a new SIM? Have you ever had that happen?
Done that, yes.
Yeah.
Annoying.
Frustrating as anything. Now, way back, I mean way back, on Category 5 Technology TV, episode number 385.
That was way back.
Yeah, I took a SIM and I used a template in order to, for free, modify that SIM into a micro SIM and install it in this phone for my wife.
Cool.
Okay.
That was cool. Now time has gone on and the screen starts to feel really tiny on this little Samsung Galaxy LTE.
Yeah.
And you realize, okay, now it's time to upgrade. Let's get on to something a little nicer, like a, you know, I got a BlackBerry Priv kicking around. So let's stick the SIM card in that. It's a micro SIM now because I converted it manually.
Okay.
But the BlackBerry Priv, or any modern phone, is going to be a what? Nano SIM. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like we're talking taking it from this to this, which was easy to do manually, but then we're taking it down to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't X-Acto knife that.
You might be able to, but there's a little bit of a risk involved. So the fact is you can transition your plan over to a new SIM.
Mm-hmm.
You can contact the phone provider. You can actually port your number over to a new SIM, and you can go through that process, and it'll be fine. Cost you $10 for the new SIM.
Yep.
Cost you, what, half hour to an hour on the phone to actually get them to do that for you, or in the store if you happen to deal with a store. Now, we use pay-as-you-go, so it's not a store. It's a virtual, like, it's phone-based, and you buy your card minutes at a gas station kind of thing. But it's a great deal. So, you know, what do you go through? So $10 plus the time, plus possibly, like, hey, maybe it won't work or whatever else. What if we could take this now? So we've got the micro SIM. Let's turn it into a nano SIM. But how can we do that? Because as you say, it's a little bit harder to do that manually with an X-Acto knife because you're now getting really, really close to the SIM chip. And if you get a little bit off, you might actually damage it. We want to be careful.
Right.
I feel like we should be saying, don't try this at home.
Do try this at home. If you head over to cat5.tv/sim, and I'm going to jump over here. If you guys want to transition me over to this camera, I'm going to show you what I've come up with. So at cat5.tv/sim, we've got a micro SIM cutter. So this is all that we need. Now, okay, I said $10 is all it's going to take in order to do, like, buy a new SIM, right? And then you got to go through the onerous process of adapting your account and porting your number and all that stuff. Well, this is the same price, give or take a buck or two, and you don't need to do that because we're going to use the same SIM. I'm getting it in the box here. We've got a cutter here. We've got what looks like some adapters.
Okay.
We've got a SIM ejection tool. And that is all that's in the box. So let's get in here. So for the same price, I'm going to be able to take that SIM, that micro SIM at this point. I've converted it already. There we go. I've got another tool and another batch of adapters. So if I go too small, I can then up convert it to something bigger. Cool. All right. So this is all it is, folks. cat5.tv/sim, and what this does, and now this is, you got to watch when you're buying these things, because some of them will just do a particular type of SIM card, but what this actually does is it converts a SIM to a micro SIM, or a micro SIM to a nano SIM, and it will actually punch those out just like a hole punch.
Huh.
All right? That's the theory. Is it going to work? Let's actually get into the phone and let's see what's involved here. I want to see, like, is this actually doable, Jeff? Do you think?
I feel like saying it has to be, otherwise they wouldn't have marketed the product.
Yeah, why would we be why would we be doing a show about this if it didn't work? Yeah, I hear you.
I feel though,
that's the question, like, we ask a lot of times.
You have to make sure you don't put it in backwards or upside down.
Yeah. Absolutely. But as you know, a SIM card is not going to go in backwards or upside down.
Right.
So this is the SIM card, the micro SIM that I created from a SIM.
Right.
You see how close I already am to the circuitry? I don't want to risk it using an X-Acto knife. I want to use a tool that is going to actually punch this into a proper nano sim.
This is cool.
So this device, obviously I'm going to be able to reuse this. This is apparently going to convert this to the proper size for the phone. So let's pop it in there.
You've put it in the right way, obviously.
Well, obviously, Jeff. Obviously. Would I ever mess something like that up?
Jeff is freaking out a little bit because you did not read the directions.
All right. So,
okay. Are there any directions? My mind. I feel like you just need to say, okay, see how this little notch corner? That's how you know it's in the right, like...
I don't know.
I feel like stupid.
Just shove it in. Just shove it in. Just put it in.
Anxiety going on over here.
There are no instructions here, folks. This is a risk that I'm going to take on your behalf because, hey, made in China and no instructions whatsoever. I didn't see a manual.
Okay.
That's all there is to it, my friends.
It's like the anti-Jeff device. There's no instructions.
Okay. Well, what do we know about a micro SIM? Or a nano SIM, I should say. Wow. Oh. I mean, the chip itself is the same on all size SIMs.
Right.
Okay, that's a little bit tighter there. But it's the shape of the... Oh, this is making me nervous too now that you've said it. All right. It has a little diagram on here.
Oh, that's the instructions.
That is the instructions.
It's like
right. See how it's got that notch?
Yeah. Yep.
So I see the notch.
Okay.
And I know which way to put it in. There are no hints as to, okay, well, obviously I can tell by looking at the size that one is going to actually punch out, that one is going to punch out a micro SIM because it fits perfectly.
Right.
So here's a SIM to a micro SIM.
Does Becca know you're doing this?
Oh, I hope she doesn't because she's nervous right now. All of her contacts, all of her text messages, everything are on here.
Right.
This is a smaller SIM.
Marriage advice, ask for permission before you do this.
I am getting sweaty.
Nano SIM, micro SIM, nano SIM. I don't know. They all run together. There we go.
Maybe, yeah, cut it as the micro first and then transition it down to the nano.
I would like to point out the chat room is not having a lot of faith in you right about now.
They don't believe in me?
It's not you. It's the process. So which one should you be going into?
I want to go
because
into
because you keep
small.
Switching okay. between the two.
That's what I want to see. Okay, so let's get into the phone itself. All right, they've included this tool to eject the SIM port. There we go.
Okay.
There we are. So that's how tiny we need to get.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So let's look at the SIM, the micro SIM.
Okay.
And see that, okay, that needs to fit in there.
Right? So there just is the no chip. Room for error.
Zero
no.
wiggle room.
Pokey doodle.
Like
okay, so that's from the phone. Now, let's look at these as well. So we've got the three different adapters here that they've included. So if I were to put my micro SIM on that, you can see, okay, that's going to turn it into a SIM. This one here is going to turn a micro SIM or a nano SIM into a SIM. This one here is going to turn a nano SIM into a micro SIM. See, this is the thing. The chip is the same on each. It's the size of the actual card. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, hoo-wee. Do we try?
Did you back it up?
You can't back it up. Come on now. This is it. This one here with a micro SIM in here feels pretty tight. Like, that feels like a good fit. And if I look at this, okay, that looks pretty good, right?
Okay.
Like, that's not right.
Of all the shows we've done, this one is giving me extreme anxiety right now.
Is this giving you anxiety?
This is
you might as well
me.
Cut it the smallest, right? Because you can always adapt it bigger.
This one, okay, so this cutter is going to take a SIM and turn it into a nano SIM. This one is going to take a nano SIM and or a micro SIM and turn it into a nano SIM. This one is going to take a SIM and turn it into a micro SIM.
Mm-hmm.
You guys follow me? SIM to micro SIM. Micro SIM to nano SIM. SIM to nano SIM. Okay. So I'm going to put my micro SIM in the middle here. Make sure she's aligned up the way that I want. Make sure that it matches the diagram on this side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sasha, why are you talking like that?
You don't trust me. This is like watching a really awkward TV show.
Oh,
I'm just
gosh.
Like, I want to turn away.
Okay. And ready?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm nervous.
It's going to pop right out.
Oh, there is no coming back from that.
There's no coming back from that, folks. So what I was saying is for $10, you can buy a new SIM that you're going to have to go through all the hoops. Same price. And I can reuse that, and I can redo this as many times as I want.
Yeah, but for $10, I don't have this anxiety.
Okay, folks. Here we go.
Okay, this is going to work.
Oh. Nano SIM into the phone's adapter. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Into the phone.
This is better than doing it with an X-Acto knife.
It's safer, I would imagine so.
Yeah, speak for yourself. I'm dying over here.
Are you? Okay. Get it in there.
That seems like a really tight fit.
It's not coming
well,
back.
Well, it's got the SIM in there now. Hooey. When we come back, we're going to see if we've got a signal. Stick around. Okay, breathe. Welcome back.
I am so nervous right now.
I'm going to work my way around here. You guys can attest to the fact that all we've done is turned it on, took a commercial break, and here we are. We're back.
Okay, so back over to the unboxing.
Back over to the unboxing camera. And ladies and gentlemen, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Jeff, are you breathing?
I'm trying to. So the phone's booted.
The phone is booted. As you can see. Make sure there's not... Yeah, everything's good. Now.
So, do you have, like, contacts on the SIM?
Oh, yeah. Look.
Okay.
This is good.
Oh, no service, but... As you saw...
Yes.
Okay.
So, is there data on the SIM? Like, did you upload contacts and stuff to it, or...
Well, let's...
Not that we want to see all your contacts on air, but...
Oh, boy. Okay, here's what we're going to do.
Don't say,
my friends.
Oh boy, it's stressing me out.
Okay. Okay. Dial your number.
My number?
Yeah. Dial your smartphone number.
Okay.
You guys ready? Turn your ringer on.
It's on silent, but...
Okay.
Cellular network not available.
Okay, hold on. Because it's there.
Uh-oh.
No. It's going to work for us.
I'm freaking out.
Come on. Baby, I love you.
I see that she is live right now.
Put the kids to bed, hon. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's hot in here. That's why we're sweating.
You can probably just redial, right?
Can you?
Okay. Okay, it says it's dialing.
Yes. Dialing. And?
Is it ringing?
I am getting a phone call.
You're getting a phone call.
I am getting a phone call.
Yay.
My marriage is saved.
I'm just going to decline that.
Oh, yeah.
And just like, oh my goodness.
So for the same price as buying a SIM without having to go through any of the stress, right? We were able to punch out a new nano SIM. Jeff will get back to normal after about 10 minutes and he'll be fine.
You are evil.
Guess what you're getting for Christmas?
Just
cat5.tv/sim.
Oh.
And if you do it just like that, your wife, your husband, your girlfriend, boyfriend, your friend, whatever, can react like that. And then you just be like, magic.
Yeah.
So you can convert a SIM to a micro SIM to a nano SIM, and now all of a sudden your SIM is compatible with any phone. Doesn't matter what it is. You don't have to bow to the network to order a new SIM or get them to port things over. It's just one card, and it works in every device thanks to that little hole punch that I can now reuse. So if anyone needs to use that, hey, its work is done here.
Do I like look white? Because I feel like I'm just like flushed.
There's
no blood pumping through my face right now.
That's funny.
It works, ladies and gentlemen. Cat5.tv/sim. Yes.